Time for your letters. Several listeners wrote to point out a really dumb typo that figured into our copy for an interview with Encyclopedia Man A.J. Jacobs last week. One of them was Deborah Hopkinson of the Internet. Quote, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson died not in 1836, but in 1826. John Adams was born on October 30th, 1735, and though long-lived, did not quite make it to 100. Ms. Hopkinson, by the way, is the author of the book John Adams Speaks for Freedom, so that you know she speaks with great authority. Sports commentator Ron Rappaport and I spoke about the Wimbledon finals and remarked on the tennis apparel of one Serena Williams. I said Ms. Williams looks good in whatever she puts on or takes off. Bad judgment, according to Pauline Sobelman of Briarcliff Manor, New York. Quote, is it still important what the women look like? Is that the only reason that people should pay attention to women's sports? Agreed. My comments, I'm sorry, were wide right. Make that a fault. And finally, many listeners were moved by an essay I wrote to commemorate the life of Marlon Brando. He died last week at the age of 80. One of those listeners is particularly near and dear to our hearts. Alice Furlow of Cape Cod, Massachusetts, wrote to say,
Sandberg's heartfelt tribute to Marlon Brando moved me very, very much. She was, of course, too young to have seen him on the Broadway stage in Tennessee Williams' Streetcar Named Desire in 1947, but I saw it at age 17 with a friend whose family knew Jessica Tandy and got us house seats in the second row. Oh, my goodness, was that ever new and different acting? And backstage, on the way to Miss Tandy's dressing room, we passed the telephone booth where Brando was making a call, breathing hard and sweating after the extraordinary last scene. That's a memory and a half for you.
Oh, Marlon. Send us your memories, consternations, and corrections. Email to us at wesat@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you come from and how to pronounce your name.